Greetings and welcome back to Mishnah Yomit, the study podcast program sponsored by the Orthodox Union, hosted here at OU.org. In each of these podcasts, we study two Mishnayot following the order and schedule of the International Mishnah Yomit. We're now studying Masechet Ketubot. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom, and I'm delighted to be studying with you, and we're going to begin our study of the 10th Perek, which deals with the payment of Ketubah from an estate. Mishnah Aleph, Mishayan Nasui Shtei Nashim. So a man, we'll call him Yaakov, was married to two women, Leah and Rachel. Let's say he married Leah, and then a year later married Rachel. Vamet. And then Yaakov died. And then Leah and Rachel are both looking for the ketubah, but let's say there's not enough on the estate to pay for the entire both ketubot. Harishonah kodem et lashniyah. Leah comes first because her claim is earlier, because it dates back to an earlier date. And if Leah and Rachel die, then Leah's heirs have an earlier claim than Rachel's heirs. Parenthetically, Leah's heirs would even have an earlier claim than Rachel herself. Now, Nasata Shanavameta, let's flip it a little bit. Let's say he married Leah and Leah died, which means now Yaakov inherits Leah. Nasashniya Metu, and then he married Rachel and he died. Shniyav Yashakum in the Yoshe Rishonah. Rachel and or her heirs, or her heirs, are going to have an earlier claim than Leah's heirs. Because when Leah died, that original ketubah amount, which got folded into the Yerushah, becomes part of the estate. When Yaakov then dies, it goes to the heirs, and the first claim of a ketubah payment is going to come on behalf of Rachel. Okay, second Mishnah. Mishnah Nasui Shtei Nashim Vametu. Let's flip it fully now. A man was married to, Yaakov was married to Leah and Rachel, and Leah and Rachel died. V'chakach meitu, and then Yaakov died. V'yitomim v'akshim ketubat iman. And now Rachel's kids and Leah's kids are coming, and they want to get their ketubat. Now let's say the ketubot were out of the same amount. V'yitomim take ketubot. Let's say that Leah's ketubat was 400 and Rachel's was 600, and there's exactly a thousand on the estate. Cholkin v'shaveh, they divide equally, which means Rachel's kids are losing, because they should get 600, they get 500. Leah's kids gain. Hayasha motar dinar. Let's say there was 1,001. There's an extra dinar above the ketubah payment, which means now we can fulfill the mitzvah of Yerusha and have all the ketubah paid off properly. Leah's kids get 400, Rachel's kids get 600, and then there's a dinar that's divided among everybody. And the notion is that when there was no motar dinar, and we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Yerusha, we threw the ketubot back into the Yerusha bag, and everybody inherits equally. Now, Imam Riyatomim, let's say the heirs, in other words, in that case, the heirs of, in the case where we're going to divide it equally, the heirs of Rachel are going to lose, because they had a bigger ketubah. So let's say they say, Anachum alim alichsei avin yater dinar. We're going to claim that the property is actually worth more. Kadeshit luk tubat iman, meaning we're willing to stipulate that the property is actually worth more so that we can have our proper ketubah given to us, and there's a motar dinar. Ein shomin lahen, we do not accept that. We estimate the property in beitin, and their agreements do not help. We have a impartial assessor. Give us the value of the property, and we go from there. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up. Mishnah Gimel and Dal in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.